This is Messenger Insight, a podcast program brought to you by Oklahoma Baptist and the Baptist Messenger.
Welcome to this podcast episode. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host. Really glad to be joined with Dr. Matthew Emerson, who serves as Dean of the Hobbs College of Theology at Oklahoma Baptist University. Dr. Emerson, welcome.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Brian.
Well, we're excited to talk about the things God's doing at OBU in the Hobbs College and all that. Some really exciting programs and opportunities for believers and pastors and others. But since you're newer to your role, I thought we could take time and talk about how God got you there and even share with us your testimony, if you would.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, so just briefly, my testimony is that I grew up in a mainline denomination. My parents were faithful to bring me to church every Sunday, Sunday night, Wednesday night, anytime the doors were open, that kind of thing. I was what I call a youth group all-star. I was in handbells and choir and went to youth group all the time, was a youth group officer, all that kind of stuff. So I heard preaching about Jesus. I heard the stories about Jesus. I saw the felt boards about Jesus, all that stuff. But I don't remember ever really hearing in a way that compelled me to respond the gospel. Now, that's not to say that nobody's preached it to me, but I just don't remember it. So I was your classic, I'm going to church, but I'm not following Jesus kind of kid. And when I was 14, our youth pastor took us to a Rebecca St. James concert. So if you remember that might date you. But went to a Rebecca St. James concert, and I don't remember who it was, but somebody got up and just shared the gospel. And I realized that I had never given my life to Jesus. I had never repented of my sins. I had never submitted to the Lordship of Christ. And so I went down and asked Christ to be the Lord of my life and forgive me for my sins. And that's how I was saved.
Amen.
I was really involved, like I said, in church. And at that point, after I was saved, I began to hear things from our pastors and our church that really concerned me. And so I was hearing things like, not all of Scripture is inspired. Some of it is just human ideas about God. I was hearing things about Jesus not being the only way to the Father. And I don't know where I got these convictions other than to say that the Holy Spirit impressed them upon me. But I knew two things when I was saved. I knew that Jesus was the only way to the Father and that the Bible was the fully inspired, and I didn't have this term at the time, but I believed it, in an inerrant Word of God. And that tension with what I was hearing from some of our pastors alongside of these convictions that the Spirit gave me about the truthfulness of Scripture and about the exclusivity of Christ led me to begin thinking, okay, well, is this really the denominational home for me? I also happened to start dating a girl who was a Baptist, and a Southern Baptist. My granddad actually said, hey, you better watch that Baptist girl. She's going to get you dunked. And so that actually happened. So she, we would talk about the Bible. We would talk about beliefs. And she would say, where do you see this in the Bible? Like, why does your church believe this? Where do you see that in the Bible? And I was like, I don't know. It's not there, I guess. So she was instrumental in actually helping me to understand how to read the Bible and understand it in a way that was truthful theologically. I didn't have any of those terms. It was just like, what does the Bible say? That's what I want to believe. And I know that my church isn't teaching what I see the Bible saying about itself, about Jesus, about baptism, about all kinds of things. And that girl, actually, we dated for a long time, 6 years, and then we got married. So she missionary dated me from mainline to Baptist. And we're married and have 5 kids now. Her name's Alicia. And we went to Auburn together. So I went to Auburn, felt called to ministry in high school, went to Auburn. We both went to Auburn War Eagle. And after we went there, went to Southeastern for seminary, was only getting calls for jobs that I couldn't support my family on afterward. And I was like, you know what, I might as well stay in school. So I stayed in school, did a doctorate. After I did my doctorate, I thought I was going to go serve in a church somewhere. And instead, the Lord called me to California Baptist University. So I taught there for 4 years, came to OBU in 2015 as a professor, started directing our grad programs a couple years ago, and then after Dr. Thomas became the president, he was the dean. There was an opening for the dean position. I applied, and the Lord confirmed me in that role. So that's the gist of it. Oh, and by the way, I did get baptized. I realized I need to throw that in there. So that's the gist of it. It's a pretty long, 15 years or whatever it's been. But
that's an
years.
Eventful set of years. But praise God, He's done a lot in your life, and you've poured into a lot of students in your time at, of course, CBU and OBU now. And you've been professor and now stepping into the role as dean. And you oversee a lot and are part of a lot of events. What are some important happenings now with OBU, or things coming that you would want Oklahoma Baptist to know about?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the first thing that I want to let Oklahoma Baptist pastors and leaders know about, and people in our churches, is that in the Hobbs College, we're committed to three things. We're committed to being biblically rooted. That is, everything that we say and teach is found in Scripture, and we can show it to our students and say, this is why we believe this. It's in the Bible, right? And this goes all the way back to what I was saying in my testimony, right? I want to believe what the Bible says, and in Hobbs College, we're going to teach what the Bible says. So everything that we say and do in our classes, in our ministry opportunities, is biblically rooted. We also want to be theologically faithful. That is, we want to adhere to the Confession of Faith, the Baptist Faith and Message 2000. We want to teach what is according to it and not contrary to it. We want to do so enthusiastically. We're not just Baptist by name. We're enthusiastically Southern Baptist in the Hobbs College. And so we want to be theologically faithful in what we're teaching in our classrooms and what we're doing in our ministries with our students. And then we want to be practically relevant. So we don't just have some practical classes and some theoretical classes, some Bible classes and some ministry classes. We want everything in every class to be relevant to practical concerns in ministry. So it doesn't matter if it's a Bible upper division Bible class or a language class or a upper division theology class, everything we say and do, we want to say, this is why this matters for you in the local church. And so that's what we're about in Hobbs College. We want to be biblically rooted, theologically faithful, practically relevant. In that regard, we've got some things going on that we hope will help our students and our churches be biblically rooted, theologically faithful, and practically relevant. So on August 29th, we have the Call Conference, which is we're partnering with the Student Ministry Office in Oklahoma Baptist. Todd Sanders, Brian Baldwin, they're going to come to OBU with a team. We're going to have some speakers lined up. And that conference is a one-day conference on a Saturday, so hopefully it's fairly easy to schedule and get to. It's at OBU, and really we're just trying to encourage kids who feel called to ministry. Maybe they don't even know what that means. I remember when I was called to ministry in high school, I just assumed that meant senior pastor. I never thought it meant a professor or a academic leader. So we want to help kids who feel called to ministry in their teenage years try to walk that out with the Lord and with the church. So what does it mean for you to feel called to ministry? How can we help you understand what it means to feel called to ministry? What do you need to do if you feel called to ministry? What are the next steps? Who do you need to talk to? Are you qualified? How do you know that? Those are the kinds of things that we're trying to do in partnership with Oklahoma Baptist Student Ministry Office at the Call Conference. So that's one thing that's going on. Another thing we're excited about, continue to be excited about, is our BA to MDiv track. And in that track, what we're doing is we're saying, hey, you can come and get a four-year Christian liberal arts education in Bible and ministry. So you're studying the Bible, you're studying ministry, you're studying theology in the context of a university committed to Christian understanding of the liberal arts. That is, all knowledge of all areas is ultimately rooted in a right understanding of God and a right understanding of His world. So when we teach English, when we teach math, when we teach science, we're teaching that according to what God's Word says about those things and in light of what He has done in creation and in redemption. And that's helpful, I think, for ministers. So if you're coming to OBU, to Hobbs College, to study ministry, You might think, well, I just really want to study ministry. I don't care about English or business or whatever. But here's the thing. The people that you're pastoring in your local churches aren't ministry majors.
Right.
They're English majors and business majors and nurses and chemists and biologists. And so being able to understand not only the discipline of ministry or the discipline of theology, but also to be able to understand how those things connect to nursing and business and English and science and math, that actually helps you become a better minister. You're relating to people who you've studied with at OBU. So you can go and come and get an OBU ministry degree in 4 years. And what the BA to MDiv does is, in partnership with our six Southern Baptist seminaries, we have an agreement with all six of them, you can finish your MDiv in another, say, 2 years. So you're talking 6 years from freshman year of your bachelor's degree to the end of your master's degree to finish the whole thing, which is cutting off usually at least a year of that sequence. And so we're thankful for our six Southern Baptist seminaries. We're thankful for Denver Seminary, who we also have an agreement with. We have a few other agreements coming up. I think we're going to have one with Palm Beach Atlantic. We're thankful for those Southern Baptist and also broadly evangelical seminaries for agreeing to this with us so that we can help our students get a good education, a good Christian liberal arts education, and then go to seminary and finish that in a reasonable time where they're not repeating classes that they've already had at OBU. So we're really excited about that. And that hopefully is relieving some of a financial burden as well, where they're not continuing to pay lots of tuition dollars. So we're excited about that. And then we're excited about our Global Marketplace Engagement degree. This degree is designed to give students really about 12 classes in ministry and Bible. And then after those 12 classes in ministry, Bible, theology, they also get around 10 to 12 classes in a marketable skill. So you're getting trained in ministry and how to minister to people, whether that's overseas or in a North American context. But you're also then getting tent making, basically. So we're training you to support yourself if you need that, or to have a part-time job, or, you know, so this is for bivocational pastors. This is for people who are going overseas and need a tent making opportunity. And in Oklahoma, where our churches many times are in rural communities, and so maybe they can afford a senior pastor, but they can't afford a staff person, mm-hmm. or maybe they even can't afford a full-time senior pastor, this is to try to help graduates who are called to those locations. And we want our graduates to go and minister in those locations. Those churches are important. Those churches love Jesus. Those churches are ministering the gospel to people. We want our graduates to be able and willing to go to those places, and if they need to support themselves. And the last thing I'll mention is our graduate program. We have an MA in Christian Studies, and you can do it in Leadership or Apologetics, and we have an MA in Intercultural Studies. And those degrees are designed, the Intercultural Studies degree is obviously designed for those who want to go overseas. But the ones in Leadership and Apologetics, those are for pastors who are already in context in which they're serving, and they want to get a little bit more education. It's 36 hours. It's not a long degree. It's only $12,500, which if you go and look up prices, is really cheap compared to what you might get a master's degree for. And it's all online. So you can stay where you're called and finish your education, get a further education if you need it. You know, this is especially relevant to, I think, pastors, ministry leaders who might have like myself, I have a BS in finance, right? So, you know, I can imagine myself having been called after going to Auburn to a church and then saying, man, I love Jesus and I love the Bible, but I think I need a little bit more education in theology and ministry. That's what this degree is designed to do. So those are some of the exciting things that we have going on in OBU. I know that was a lot, but we're excited about all of it.
Thank you for sharing that. I thought we could talk a minute about, you know, you've been involved in, of course, this education and some writing projects I want to ask you about, but the students, you know, being a professor and being in the role you are now, how has God blessed you with interacting with the OBU students?
Yeah. I mean, in so many ways. Our students love Jesus. They want to understand Scripture. They want to be faithful theologically. They want to know how to minister to people. And so they already come embodying what we want to instill in them. Many of them do. You know, the taglines that I mentioned a minute ago, those are what we want to promote in our students. But a lot of our students are already coming with those ideals in mind. They already want to know the Bible. They already want to be theologically faithful. They already want to know how to minister to people in various contexts. And that's a testimony to our churches in Oklahoma, that they're training up kids in middle school, high school, even in elementary school onward, to have those commitments already when they come to OBU. And so that's a blessing in and of itself. It's not like we're trying to, you know, reverse engineer something.
Yeah.
We're actually working with our churches who have already been discipling these kids, and now they're trusting us with them, and we want to just continue in that track of developing those commitments in them and helping them to grow in the ways that they articulate them and understand them. So that's a blessing. Our students love to be involved in our local churches in Shawnee. Some of them are involved in pulpit supply. And, you know, I just talked to a church about needing a worship band. And so I had a number of students that I could recommend wholeheartedly to those churches. So our kids love to go and minister to our churches, which is a great blessing. And they're also really involved at OBU in trying to minister to our students. Our other students. So the Hobbs College students, many of them are involved either in, say, leadership in student life. So they're residential assistants in our housing, and that means that they're leading Bible studies with students. That means that they're sharing the gospel with students. Many of them are also involved in student government, where they're trying to have an impact with their student body. So we really have a great group of students at OBU, and there's so many other things that I could say to brag on them. But I'm really, really blessed to be around them every day.
That's awesome. Well, you know, we live in a Twitter age, 280 characters and sound bites on TV and social yep. media. And, you know, with all the struggles in society today, a lot of people are talking past one another. And something I look up to you about is you put some real book projects and writings out there and topics that interest you. And I thought people might want to know about what some of those writings sure. you've done are and yep. more of your heart on that.
Sure. Well, you know, the first thing I'll mention is, and I don't know if everybody can see that, but the top two books over here are in our Hobbs College Library series. That's mine on the top, Story of Scripture, which is an introduction to biblical theology. And so basically the title is what it is, right? It's about how do you understand the Bible as one big story. The other volume was Malcolm Yarnell, who's at Southwestern Seminary, mm-hmm. his Who is the Holy Spirit? And these two books, we actually have four other volumes in this series, and there's going to be 21 eventually. You may be able to see if I can just hold it up. These are not big. They're short. They're 100 pages or less, and they're intended to help pastors and lay leaders and other ministry leaders equip their people and themselves if they're not familiar with a particular topic. These are just short entries into, okay, how do I understand the story of the Bible in just a compact, short fashion, right? It's not a big tome. We're not trying to, you know, put people to sleep every night. These are intended to be able to hand out to ministry leaders, pastors, and church members who just aren't familiar or just need an entryway into these topics. And so we hope that this series is a blessing to our churches. That's really why we're putting it out there. It's for the churches. It's not for us. It's not. I mean, I enjoyed writing it, but I wrote it to serve churches primarily. Now, that's true of anything that any of us write, right? We're always trying to serve churches and what we're doing in scholarship. But these particularly, I mean, it's like I'm not going to go hand out some of these books, you know, that I'm writing or that, you know, whoever's dissertation, I'm not going to go hand that out to, you know, a Sunday school class. But that doesn't mean it's not serving the church. It just means it's a different way.
Yeah.
These are supposed to be, hey, I'm going to hand these out like candy.
Absolutely, yeah.
So we're excited about that in Hobbs College. And then me personally, I just published a couple of books. One of them we call it a monograph in Nerdland where I live. So it's just me. It's called He Descended to the Dead, and it's on what Jesus was up to in between Good Friday and Easter Sunday.
Yes.
So, you know, for us, that's Easter egg hunt, right? That's what you do on Saturday. But there's actually a lot that the Bible has to say. and Christian history has to say about what we believe Jesus was up to on what's called Holy Saturday.
Yeah.
So Good Friday, Holy Saturday, Easter Sunday. So that's one thing that I just came out with. And the other book that just released 3 days ago is an edited volume with a couple of friends of mine, Chris Morgan, who's the dean at CBU, and Luke Stamps, who's at Anderson University in South Carolina. It's called Baptists in the Christian Tradition, and it's trying to connect Baptist thought and practice to Christian history. So how have other Christians in the past thought about the doctrine of the Trinity? And how does that relate to how Baptists think about the doctrine of the Trinity? How have Christians in the past thought about worship practices? And how does that connect to current and past Baptist thought in terms of what we do in worship? So we're just trying to connect Baptist life and thought to the wider stream, really the big river of Christian practice and thought. And
absolutely,
that's what that's about.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, great. Thank you for sharing that. Excited about the series and the other books you mentioned. Really, we could develop a whole podcast around any one of these and really dive into that. And, you know, you've written some articles about that. Would encourage people to check that out online. Well, how can we pray for you and your role and pray for OBU just as Oklahoma
yeah.
Baptists and support you in that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the prayer that we have 365 days a year at OBU is for God to send us students. We have lots of great students, and we need our churches to continue to send us their students. And so our prayer is to serve Oklahoma Baptists and other Baptists in our region, and then even students who aren't Baptists, right? We're not an exclusively Baptist university
yeah.
in terms of our student body. We're not even exclusively Christian in our student body. We have non-Christians as well. And so, you know, just praying that the Lord would continue to send us students. That's what we're here for. That's our mission. In Hobbs College particularly, our mission is to equip ministry leaders for kingdom impact. So, if we're speaking to an empty room, we might be equipping ourselves, but we need students. Of course, like with everybody else right now, prayer for just wisdom in dealing with the COVID-19 situation,
yeah.
wisdom in terms of how we speak and write and publish about all the different tensions happening in our country. Wisdom. Everybody needs wisdom. Pastors need wisdom. Higher education leaders need wisdom. So wisdom from the Lord in that regard. And then for me personally, I mean, you can just pray for me because I have 5 girls at home. And, last night they did like a spa night and makeup party and, you know, all this kind of stuff, watching Barbie movies. So just pray for me that I can watch some sports at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. We will. Thank you for sharing that. Well, Matthew Emerson, thank you for your ministry and coming on the podcast. We'd love to follow up, you know, after these conferences, and would really encourage anyone listening to this to check out these books and writings and the programs going on at OBU. So God bless you. Thank you for coming on the podcast today.
Yeah, thanks so much, Brian. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Join us again. Go to okbu.edu for more information about OBU. Thanks again.
This Messenger Insight has been brought to you by the Cooperative Program and Oklahoma Baptists. To subscribe, find us on Spotify, the iTunes Store, or your preferred podcast platform. Visit us at baptistmessenger.com today. Oklahoma Baptists, advancing the gospel together.